The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There is still more to tell you about the new Council on Foreign Relations plan to integrate the United States with Mexico and Canada. One member of the CFR task force that wrote the plan, American University professor Robert Pastor, presented the CFR plan to forge a North American community at a friendly hearing of the Foreign Relations Committee on June 9th. His theme was that instead of stopping North Americans on the borders, we ought to provide them with a secure biometric border pass that would ease transit across the border, like the easy pass that permits our cars to speed through toll booths. Pastor provided documentation to prove that President Bush is a staunch supporter of North American integration. Pastor referred to the proposal, jointly endorsed by Bush and Mexican President Vicente Fox in February 2001, which read, "After consultation with our Canadian partners, we will strive to consolidate a North American economic community." Pastor testified loud and clear that the three-nation integration plan should be institutionalized in a new North American advisory council that will prepare the agenda for the three governments, monitor the implementation, advise the three heads of state, and serve as a public voice and symbol of North America. Obviously, Pastor thinks the democratically elected North American governments need ongoing advice and guidance from distinguished individuals such as CFR members. To expedite American embrace of this revolutionary and offensive CFR plan, Pastor called for educational centers to help us accept an integrated North America and to develop a new consciousness so that we will think of ourselves as North Americans. He stopped just short of suggesting that we change the words of our favorite song to God Bless North America.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says things are more like they are today than they ever have been before. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Looking here at the new edition, the September issue of the Gulf Coast Cattleman, and I flipped through there very quickly on page 12. Louisiana cattle women take a new look at ground beef. Time is drawing nearer for the 2005 National Beef Ambassador Contest. Come on down to New Orleans for the big event. Date set November the 2nd to the 5th at the Hilton. I doubt seriously if they are going to go down there and have a ground beef contest in November. Possible? Maybe. Doubtful, though, I think. I have some interesting information here concerning the Hurricane Project. The Hurricane Project goes all the way back to the 1970s. The Army Corps of Engineers called it the Lake Pontchartrain and Vicinity Hurricane Barrier Project. They planned to build fortifications at two strategic locations which would keep massive storms on the Gulf of Mexico from causing Lake Pontchartrain to flood the city. Under the original plan, floodgate-type structures would have been built to block storm surges from moving from the Gulf into Lake Pontchartrain. These floodgates would have alleviated the flooding of New Orleans caused by any hurricane. But in come the do-gooders, the environmentalists, the greeny weenies, and those plans were abandoned after governmental advocates successfully sued. Did I say governmental? Environmental advocates successfully sued to stop the project as too damaging to the wetlands and the lake's ecosystem. Now if it wasn't sad, it would be humorous. But here is what's on. I started to say as we speak. They may have removed it by now, but yesterday or a day before it was on there. The Sierra Club website bragging that the group is working to keep the, and I can't pronounce this basin, it's the Atchafalaya or something like that, basin. You have to be a Cajun, I think, to talk that language. But it adjoins the Mississippi River not far from New Orleans. Anyway, the Sierra Club website is bragging that they are working to keep this basin wet and wild. The National Sierra Club was one of the environmental groups who sued the Army Corps of Engineers to stop a 1996 plan to raise and fortify Mississippi River levels. The suit was filed by the environmental groups at the U.S. District Court in New Orleans. They claimed the Corps had not looked at the impact on bottomland hardwood wetlands. Now, people, they say that's the help the Louisiana black bear survive. But see, it's those southern hardwood wetlands where the ivory-billed woodpecker is, or was. I think he blew away. Anyhow, if we are to ensure continued support for source population of all birds breeding in the lower Mississippi River Valley, we've got to stop this levee building stuff. In addition to the Sierra Club, other parties of the suit were the American Rivers, the Mississippi River Basin Alliance, and the Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi Wildlife Federation. Now, these are the people that tell us that we shouldn't drill for oil, that we shouldn't build levees, that we shouldn't run cattle on the land, that we shouldn't cut trees, that we shouldn't mine for precious metals, and so it goes. Now let's back up to the 1970s. This goes back a long time. Under the original plan, these floodgate structures would have been built to block storms that surged from the Gulf of Mexico into Lake Pontchartrain. These floodgates would have alleviated the flooding of New Orleans caused by this last hurricane. Environmentalist litigation prevented hurricane prevention projects. Those plans were abandoned after environmental advocates successfully sued to stop the project as too damaging to the wetlands and the lake's ecosystem. In 1977, the state environmentalist group known as Save Our Wetlands sued to have it stopped. Save Our Wetlands stated the proposed floodgates of Lake Pontchartrain Hurricane Prevention Project would have a negative effect on the area surrounding Lake Pontchartrain. On December the 30th, 1977, U.S. District Judge Charles Swartz, Jr. issued an injunction against the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Lake Pontchartrain Hurricane Protection Project, demanding the engineers draw up a second environmental impact statement 3 years after the Corps submitted the first one. Judge Swartz wrote this: "It is the opinion of the court that plaintiffs herein have demonstrated that they, and in fact, all persons in this area, will be irreparably harmed if the barrier project based upon the August 1974 Federal Environmental Impact Statement is allowed to continue." Gerald Gullinghouse, he is a U.S. attorney, felt so strongly that the project should continue that he told he wanted to pass a resolution exempting the Hurricane Barrier Project from the rules and regulations of the National Environmental Policy Act because, in his opinion, this plan is necessary to protect the citizens of New Orleans from a hurricane. Despite this, the judge ruled in favor of the greeny weenies, the owl lovers, the timber haters, the ranch haters, those people that are trying to take America down and make it a third world nation, the environmentalists. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, Call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Let's go to the telephones a little early today. Let's go to Ed. Hi, Ed, you're on the air.
Yes, Gary. On either CNN or Fox, there was an interview with Gail Norton, the Secretary of the Interior, and she was talking about how important it is to maintain and reestablish the wetlands along the coast. These greenies don't understand that if you want to protect people, which they're more interested in animals, you have to put a series of levees up like the Netherlands did when they were flooded. Three levees were put up in next to one another. By the way, there is this principle of uniformitarianism, which is in geology, and it says that things work the same way that they did 500 years ago, and to try and return the U.S. and North America to the way it was 500 years ago by letting these levees go down and have the Missouri 1 mile wide and 4 feet deep is just absurd. They destroyed those levees instead of rebuilding them.
Oh, they're in the process of destroying the Missouri levees right now. I can show you within a mile or two of my house where they've cut they've actually cut the dikes.
I was on a trip on the Missouri River a couple years ago, sponsored by DNR and Department of Conservation, and they were bragging that they were breaking those dikes that channelized the Missouri River. I brought it up to a member of the Corps of Engineers who was there, and by the way, the future Senator Carnahan was there too, and they said, well, you know, bring us evidence and we'll do something about it because that's against the law, but they know that you, what are you going to be standing there with a camera when they happen to break the levee?
Well, it's no problem. It would be no, you can see the levees. I mean, they're all, and now we're not talking about the dirt levee. I don't know what they're doing with though. I'm talking about the dikes.
Yeah.
I have a good friend. In fact, I had him as a student in school, and he's worked on the river all of his life. That's all he's done. His dad built those dikes. And by the dikes, I'm talking about these rock dams that they're not a dam that crosses a river, but they're a wing. They're a rock wing that sticks out from the bank into the water to make it makes the river channel itself is what it does. It keeps the sludge going on down the river. And anyway, he said his dad built those. He got paid a lot of money to help to build those dikes. And he said, here, I'm getting paid a lot of money to tear them down. He said, it breaks my heart. But he said, the money's good and somebody's going to do it. And he took me on a boat. And we actually watched him destroying those dikes. So, hey, it's happening. And it's going to happen. You can... Well, anyway, hey, Ed,
that process was invented by a man by the name of James Eads, and it was used to channelize the Mississippi River down near New Orleans, and it goes back to the time of Lincoln. And the Corps of Engineers' main mission is to prevent flooding.
Okay, we got to take a break. Thank you, Ed. We're short of time.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Let's go back to the telephones. Rich, hi, you're on the air, Richard.
Yeah, hi, Derry. By the way, that magic word is atchafalaya.
Well,
and
I'll let you say it because it's...
I used to live in New Orleans for a while. So,
okay.
And it always was freaky to look up from your second floor balcony to the river. That was always unnerving. But one of the things interesting about this the Atchafalaya River is that it's essentially... the West Fork of the Mississippi, more or less. And right now, in fact, it's very likely that the Mississippi should be running through the Atchafalaya. But when they did the channelization of the river, they built these humongous sluice gates there. Because, you know, let's face it, if you suddenly let the Mississippi flow into western Louisiana instead of, you know, where it's at, it's changed a lot of things. It'd gore a lot of oxes, as it were. And there's a whole bunch of sluice gates there where the Mississippi goes to where the Atchafalaya breaks off. And you can stand there and watch the river just trying to beat those sluice gates down, trying to get into that channel. It's quite interesting, but that's just one of those little things a lot of people don't know, is that the river should be flowing in two down both channels, and they're keeping it out of the Atchafalaya.
You know, it's interesting. To anybody that's lived along a creek, and it doesn't have to be a monstrous river. It can be just a little creek. those things have a way of always going back. You can build a levee, you can build a dam, you can take out a horseshoe curve, you know, and farm across it. Sooner or later, that sucker will turn right around and go back to where it was 100 years before.
Yeah, not to sound like a watermelon wacko, but it is funny the way nature sometimes seems to know where it wants to go better than you do.
Right, because we bought these old farms, you know, back in the 1950s, and we took half a dozen little fields and made one big nice field out of it and put a levee along the creek to make so we could do this. And if you just watch, it's sooner or later you're going to have to rework those levees or do something. Same way with terraces. If you don't keep them up to date, they're going to break over and go back. Right, the water will run right straight down the hill and make ditches just like it had previously. You just have to keep after it. And, of course, the greeny weenies don't want you to do that anymore.
No, they want to break all the dams down everywhere. They want to tear out all the levees. They want the Mississippi to flood 30, 40 miles wide. I mean, we're right now over here by Poplar Bluff, right? You know where that's at?
Sure.
And there are times when the Mississippi, not in historical times, but in geologically evidenced time, when the Mississippi actually came all the way out to Poplar Bluff during flood stage.
Well, wasn't, what's the big hill down there? Crowley's Ridge.
That was one of the moraines. It wasn't a glacial moraine, but it was a levee moraine from the river. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what held the river back, was it not? And it's a natural that's a natural thing. And how far is it from the Missouri River, all the way across southeast Missouri?
70 miles.
I'll say it wouldn't be 100 miles across there.
Yeah.
Because
no, 70 miles is how far that is. And, I mean, it's funny because you drive from here by my place, and it's up and down and up and down and around and up and down and down. You go past Poplar Bluff, and it's like you're on a tabletop.
Yeah, once you go over Crowley's Ridge, you're down in the river bottom.
Yeah, and it wasn't that wide in Illinois because of the elevations there that kept the river in on that side in a lot of areas, and the Missouri side in this area, literally the river could be 70 or 80 miles wide during flood stage.
Hey, thanks for the call, Rich. I wanted to make a couple of comments here again about the this FEMA thing, and I'll break a few of my unwritten rules here today, because normally I don't like to discuss too much of the world news when all the other major news networks are talking about the same thing. And this did appear yesterday on Fox, and maybe some of the other newscasters had it. I'm going to quote Fox Channel's Major Garrett, though. But they tell us, in case you haven't heard, that Red Cross, everybody's complaining about Red Cross. Red Cross was there. Red Cross was there prior to the flood, ready to deliver food and water and supplies. But their relief was blocked by the bureaucrats who worked for the Louisiana governor, Kathleen Blanco. Now, I'm quoting here Major Garrett with Fox News. He reported that Red Cross had trucks with water, food, hygiene equipment, all sorts of things ready to go to the Superdome and the Convention Center. But the Louisiana Department of Homeland Security told them they couldn't go in. Louisiana Department of Homeland Security said, "We do not want to create a magnet for more people to come to the Superdome or Convention Center. We want to get them out, not in." So at the same time, local officials were screaming, "Where is the food? Where is the water?" The Red Cross was standing by, ready, and the Louisiana Department of Homeland Security said, "You can't go in." Now that was reported by, as I said, Fox News Channel's Major Garrett. I believe, I don't know if it was yesterday or Wednesday, but anyway, we have a pretty good reason to believe that this is a true story, that Red Cross was ready to help these people, and to my knowledge, I don't know if they've ever gotten in or not. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Our number's 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The 21st century has brought a shift from a stock-driven error to a new commodity-driven error. That's according to USA Today, Wall Street Journal, and Swiss America. 4 years ago, Swiss America issued a simple 21st century investment commandment. Thou shalt diversify assets to include tangibles. Now, USA Today and the Journal agree. Bottom line, we need economic solutions for the 21st century. In their new report, Discover, the keys to diversification, Social Security reform, gold and silver market trends, and why liberalism is dying. I've read this report, and you should too, so call now. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN to get this incredible, easy-to-understand report. That's 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUY-COIN to discover economic solutions. There are two ways to do things, the hard way and the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,291.5 miles to the west, or I could go the easy way, just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property. There's a hard way or an easier way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bread, cow, and heifer sale this coming Saturday, that's September the 10th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell has over 1,000 head consigned, with many of these cows having complete vaccination programs, calving dates recorded within a 60-day calving period. I have a set of 3-year-old Charley Cross heifers there. They're bred to Charley bulls, and they'll be calving, hopefully, by the day of the sale. Quinn Thomas is selling 240 black and black baldy cows bred to Traveler Angus bulls to calve in the spring. Scott Farms will be selling 50 head of fancy crossbred cows. They'll start calving this fall. Now, many of these cows are coming in due to the drought this summer. Other consigners include Larry Bennett, Big K Farms, Anthony's Farms, Larson Williams. These cows will be selling this Saturday. That's this Saturday, September the 10th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Market. Now, the sale starts at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. That's at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Market.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says Congress fighting inflation is like the mafia fighting crime, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. I'm looking now at a New York Times article talking about how the police in New Orleans are confiscating guns. The local police officers begin confiscating weapons from civilians in preparation for a forced evacuation of the last holdout still living here. Police officers and federal law enforcement agents scoured the city carrying assault rifles, seeking residents who have holed up to avoid forcible eviction. According to Edwin Compass III, he is the superintendent of the New Orleans Police. He says individuals are at risk of dying. There's nothing more important than the preservation of human life. And that's why his cops are carrying assault rifles. Can you believe this? These people are law-abiding citizens living in their own homes. They're not after the gangs that were shooting people back at the first day after the hurricane. No. These are people living in their own homes that want to live there. They are people that have planned ahead for disaster. They have food stocked. They have water stored. They have every constitutional right to remain in their homes. The police have no search warrants for them. And they can't get one unless they have probable cause that these people have committed a crime. The police cannot just come into your house and take your gun. It's as simple as that. But they're doing it. If they stay in their homes, there is a probability that they may get sick and die. Everybody knows that. They know that. If they refuse to leave, there's a better probability that they're going to be killed with an assault rifle. Now, this is America run by Fearless Fosdick. You know who Fearless Fosdick was? Do you remember Fearless Fosdick, Jeff Shakey? You're too young, Jeff. Fearless Fosdick was an Al Cap character in Labner. And he was protecting Dog Patch residents. See, somebody had poisoned a can of beans. And they knew it was in Dog Patch, and they knew it was in the store in Dog Patch. And they didn't know which can it was. So every time Fearless saw someone open the cans of beans, he just shot them. He didn't want them to get poisoned. Now, that's exactly what they're doing in New Orleans. The police have no search warrants for these people. They can't get one unless there's probable cause that they've committed a crime, which they have not committed a crime. These people are law-abiding citizens. They have enough common sense to look ahead, stored their food, stored their water, and now the police are going to come get their gun, and if they don't, they're going to shoot them with an assault rifle. Come on! Is this America? Now, here are some of the people that should stay. Again, I'm looking at a New York Times article entitled, It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World. Wild and crazy, Mad Max in New Orleans. Many residents are asking, why leave now? Some are siphoning off water from fountains and swimming pools for working toilets and showers, while some women are flashing their breasts to ensure regular police patrols in their neighborhoods. Others are staying until their marijuana supply runs out. Some cops are robbing residents, which is why citizens want to keep their firearms. So says Alex Benerson. He's a New York Times staff writer. He says, 10 days ago, the water rose to the front steps of their house. 4 days ago, it began falling. But only now is the city demanding that Richie Kay and Emily Harris get out. The Harrises can't understand why. They live on high ground in the Baywater neighborhood, and their home escaped structural damage. They're healthy. They have enough food and water to last almost a year. They have a dog, a car with a full tank of gas. They have a canoe that they can use as a last resort, and they have already used it to rescue nearly 100 people. They're not the people that need to be taking out. We're the people that need to be, the cops need to be coordinating with. The article goes on saying that scattered throughout the dry neighborhoods of New Orleans, which are growing larger each day as the pumps push water out of the city, are people like Mr. Kay and Mrs. Harris. They're defying Mayor C. Ray Negyen's orders to leave, contending that they will violate their constitutional rights if he forces them out of their homes that they either own or rent. We have food, we have water, and we have antibiotics. To reduce the risk of violent confrontation, the police began confiscating firearms Thursday, even those legally owned firearms. Billy Moore lives in an undamaged 3,000-square-foot house on the city's southwestern flank that also stayed dry. She said she did not want to lose her job as a pediatric nurse at the clinic in Jefferson Parish, which continues to function. She says, who's going to take care of the patients if all of us nurses get carried away? You know, this whole thing literally has just been ignorance gone to seed from day one. And it looks like it is just typical of what happens when we have government intervention into anything. If it wasn't for the government, if these people were on their own and knew they were on their own, so you see, the problem is they sat around waiting for help. The old-timers knew that the government wasn't going to help. They knew that there were no police, so they took care of themselves. They took care of their own matters. If the government had not been involved in this whole thing, you can bet your sweet Bippy that these people would have been a lot safer and a lot better off, because they would have known what to do, just like the couple that we just mentioned. They have a year's supply of food. They have plenty of water. They are stocked up with antibiotics. And see, antibiotics, you say, well, where do you get antibiotics? You can get antibiotics. Go to the vet clinic and tell them you're going to get them for your dog. You can always get antibiotics. They're easy to come by. Penicillin is penicillin. It might say for veterinarian use, but if you think you're going to die, it's a lot better to use it than not use it. Anyway, President Bush has declared all of Oregon, now get this, all of Oregon a disaster area. I couldn't believe it. I looked down. This is an Associated Press article, so it should be correct, okay? Bush has declared all of Oregon a disaster area. How much further can you get away from New Orleans than Oregon? I mean, that's a long stretch, people. You're not going to ride your horse there before sundown, I'll bet you. Anyway, President Bush declared all of Oregon a disaster area Wednesday in anticipation of the arrival of evacuees from Hurricane Katrina. FEMA says makes federal funding available to the states, to the state in all 36 counties. Now, why would the people from New Orleans go all the way to Oregon? I don't know. Assistance will be available to state and eligible local governments for measures to save lives and protect public health and safety. It is still not sure when evacuees might be arriving in Oregon. Like I said, it's going to take a fast horse to get there by sundown. Now, I got this email several days ago, and it's not dated, but we've had so many things to talk about that we haven't had time for some of the other things, but it goes like this. Howdy, Derry. It's from a listener in South Dakota. Well, last week you had a ditty on your program about the powers that be loading up the folks in New Orleans and shipping them elsewhere and not telling them where they're being sent. Well, we here in South Dakota just got word on the news that beginning tomorrow, now this, as I mentioned, this email several days old, we will be receiving up to 1,000 refugees. They are now looking for volunteers to watch these folks by helping with the feeding, clothing, and caring for these refugees for up to 90 days. Hell, Derry, in 90 days it could be 25 degrees below zero up here. We're going to be looking at some serious cold weather. We don't know exactly how cold, but you can bet your Stetson that it'll be colder than them Louisiana folks have ever gone through. They're going to be housed in the South Dakota National Guard Headquarters compound. This compound is totally fenced, gated, guarded, and watched 24/7, 365 with cameras everywhere. This is like a temporary refugee or prison camp. Who here would have guessed that our own National Guard would be part of the big scheme of prison camps? Our beloved governor, Marion Michael Rounds, volunteered the facility for the refugees. So when I first got this, I thought, you don't know. He could be right. So I called Gary Matthews at KBHB, and I said, Gary, and I read in this, yeah, he said they're coming. He said there's supposed to be 300 or 400 of them in Rapid City, another 300 or 400 in Sioux Falls, and a couple hundred in Yankton, South Dakota. They're going to put them in the National Guard Camp Rapid, and then I believe in Yankton they're going to use part of a mental institution or something to house them. I don't know whether they got some of this money that's going to Oregon or not. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Listen. This is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website, so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is
www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon DH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Mike in Illinois. Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
Hi, Gary. Three quick points. Number one, the definition of politics. Poly means many. A tick is a parasite. That's what we have for politicians. Number two, who's responsible? Let's make the investigation real, real clear. Who's responsible? For Congress, every time a senator or a congressman goes into the bathroom, they want to see who's responsible. Look in the mirror, because the blood of all of those people that died in Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, the blood of those people is on the heads and hands of all of our politicians, including the governor and the representatives of the state of Louisiana, in my opinion. And the third thing, real quick, on NBC or CBS, I believe, only one time this week, and I've been watching quite a bit of the flood news, they interviewed a black man that lived in the flooded area very close to where the levee had been breached in those two spots. And this man claimed that just before the flooding started, he heard what he said was a very loud explosion. He thinks possibly someone intentionally blew the levee there. Now, I've only heard it one time, and seeing how the rest of this stuff is falling in line with our quote-unquote softer, safer, gentler New World Order, it would not surprise me that someone had blown that dam to preserve the more expensive parts of New Orleans and flood out, you know, the common people. And this gun confiscation and running the people out of their homes and placing them into mental institutions or abandoned mental institutions and stuff. I mean, this falls right in with the New World Order, does it not?
You know, we just got a caller. Jeff, explain what she didn't want to be on the air. Normally, we don't take people that don't want to be on the air, but what did she tell you?
Well, Sandy in El Dorado Springs, Missouri, just wanted to pass along that they're getting evacuees there in their area in some of the camps, and she had thought that in Stockton, Missouri, or was it Camdenton, there were others, and I've seen on the web already reports from many other sites around the country.
But there is a detention camp over at Nevada, Missouri. Got to say Nevada, Missouri, and Nevada, the state, and it's spelled the same. But anyway, I did an article in the Chronicle on it. Used some newspaper clippings where our military went down there to practice and built this thing. But I don't know. I don't know. But, Jeff, you mentioned you watched on television this morning. I've been oversleeping since these days are getting so short. But you mentioned that you saw them going into these camps.
No, it was actually a website article where they were interviewing some gals at a Colorado camp, if you will, and it was at a college, and they were in some dorms, but these ladies clearly said, we feel like we're in a prison camp. And they showed a picture of these two gals on one side of the fence. The writer of the article said it'd be easier to get into Gitmo Bay than it would for these guys to get out of this camp, because there were, you know, security, there was fences, there were things that they had to go through just to get out.
See, that's exactly what my listener from South Dakota said. He said, and he went on, I didn't read his whole article, But he, too, was concerned. He said, it looks like a prison camp, and they want people to guard it. He said, are we part of this one world order thing? You know, it's more like a concentration camp if they use it. They haven't used it yet. Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In these days and times, money is hard to come by, and so is real news. My monthly newsletter is only $24.95, but I know there are times when that's a lot of money. If you've wanted to subscribe but have hesitated because of the cost, I want to make you an offer. Send me a request for a free sample, and Beth will send you free our most recent month's issue just for your personal review. You know that I'm not politically correct, and the news you'll read in the Common Sense Chronicle you will not read in your local newspaper or here on your national news networks. It's important to keep informed. There is much news to tell. So, no more excuses. Try my monthly newsletter now. We'll send you the most current issue that we do have on hand. Take a free peek at the Common Sense Chronicle by requesting your free issue today. Just send us your name and address for free sample, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aeronizer.us. And we have returned. Let's go. We're in the home stretch, by the way. We'll need to keep it short. Let's go to Laura in Rhode Island. Hi, Laura. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was just calling to say that we're receiving evacuees here in Middletown, Rhode Island, as well, you know, and as far as Massachusetts on an old Air Force base or Otis Air Force base. And it's interesting enough that they keep trying to sell this idea of taking these people because when you read in the local papers, they're saying people, if there's opposition out there, we don't know about it or it's not being vocalized and things of this nature. And I just find it aggravating. It's not that I don't want to help these people, but I think that New Orleans or Louisiana needs to take care of its own.
You know, now, to me, and I'm certainly no expert, but there's two kinds of these people. There's the kind that have, and I know some of our local schools have already gotten them. I heard a program just yesterday, I believe, on the Missouri Net News where there's some in down around the Lake of the Ozarks. But they even commented they're living with friends and family. Now, that's a big difference.
That's true.
See, a lot of these people were almost homeless or were homeless before this ever hit. So I don't know. But how many are you getting and what are they doing with them, Laura?
Approximately 250 are slated to arrive between 3 this afternoon and 1 in the morning from what the newspaper was saying.
Are they bringing them on buses or what?
they're going to be flown in, and then they're going to go to what was used to be a Air Force base in Quonset. They're going to get processed through there and supposedly checked for medical problems and things of this nature, and then bust over to Aquidneck Island, which is Middletown. Or, you know, it's composed of several little towns, but the point of dropping them off is going to be in Middletown.
Okay, are they going to be locked up? Are they going to be fenced
no,
in?
No, they're going to be mixed in what used to be naval housing. Because, see, the Navy's in the process of turning all the housing over to the towns in which they live. So what has happened is that a big development has bought this property. Some military people still live there, but they're renting it from the property as opposed to, you know, the government. And now they've got, like, 75 units that are open. Well, these, I'm sure the corporation isn't local, because this much I don't know, but they're looking to just put bodies into an area that, you know, to...
But these people are free to walk off if they want to.
From what I understand, yes.
See,
I mean,
some of these...
There's no guards. Now, that to me, presents a health issue as well.
See, you don't know how to look at this. I can see it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
But it is interesting. You know, if these people are not, if they're not criminals, if they're, you know...
Well, who knows?
But that's it. You don't. And... As I said, there's two kinds, or there's two sorts of these refugees. And refugees is not a good word. They're not refugees, really, if you go back and look up the definition of refugee. But these people that are homeless or out of their local area, a lot of them, you know, were business people. They've just lost everything. They have nobody there in New Orleans or maybe in Louisiana to start with. We have a friend that has a son or a daughter, I believe, living down in that area. They lost everything. So, you know, but they have family to go to.
Well, my take on it is that you could have a situation in which people who are willing to travel this far from home are willing to walk away from, they have nothing there to go back to. Meaning they don't have a place, they don't have insurance to be worried about, a house to go back to, you know, to reclaim
right.
their life there. So I just see that we're getting in this state to get 250 more people sitting on the government dole is not a good thing.
Well, it was just like
small.
Like I mentioned earlier, why would they call Oregon?
Same thing.
The same thing. I mean, you know, you're in Rhode Island. That's about as far from
believe me,
from New Orleans as you can go to.
I'm originally from South Carolina. I went through Hugo, and we didn't have near this mess. And that storm was as big as a state. This is ridiculous.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Lori. We are out of time. The hour has slipped away, and it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
The clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. while the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.